Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, so bringing this up because Steelers players reported for off-season workouts today, and the Steelers media put out pictures and videos of everybody showing up, including Justin Fields. We knew Russell Wilson was in town because he was at the Penguins game on Saturday. He went with his wife, Brett Kiesel, Troy Polamalu, and Steelers offensive lineman Spencer Anderson.
Big Spence.
Was also part of the group. So that's Greg Cosell from NFL Films. And he's not always the best prognosticator, predictor of things to come, but he just evaluates and analyzes what he sees on video.
He devours tape.
Yeah. His office is at NFL Films. He has access to more tape and video than anybody in the league or associated with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, he makes Justin Fields sound like Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky.
Like a more athletic,
the same problem,
better runner.
The same issue, which partly explains why there wasn't huge demand for him on the trade market. And the Steelers end up, I still think they fleece the Bears and giving up right now what is only a six-round pick. Why didn't Justin Fields have a robust trade market? Why is he starting off his off-season training by being number two on a team's depth chart? It's because of what we just heard. He's not a great processor. He's not someone that quickly scans the field, goes through his reads, and gets the ball out to the right guy. He's the antithesis of the other Ohio State quarterback who won Rookie of the Year, Stroud, who's impeccable
who
at
like
that.
He was about three steps ahead of every defense.
Yeah.
Leading his receivers, throwing to spots already. I mean, I think that all of these are real and valid critiques of Fields. It's part of the reason I was excited because I think they needed to do something different at the position, and I was excited to see them do two different things at the position. But it's also why I wasn't like over the moon saying, and I don't know how many people were saying this, this is a slam dunk, can't miss, it's going to be great. This was a situation that always for me with Fields had about a 50-50 shot of succeeding here. I think the one thing you can say is this about him that doesn't apply to Pickett, and even though Trubisky is a much better athlete than people give him credit for, doesn't apply to him. Fields' overall athletic ability, running ability, everything else, does give him a little bit of a buffer against the problems that most quarterbacks who don't process well face. He can make plays with his legs, or he can get the play into sort of a scramble drill mode where you don't have to process, where you're trying to throw on the run or just run with the ball, and it's just, am I going to put this in a spot where my guy can catch it?
I know, but without that talent or without that skill or without that ability, Fields will be exactly what Cosell said. Like, he'll be this incredible athlete who is able to make plays every week that no other person can make other than like a Lamar Jackson, because he's just a better runner than 99% of NFL players. But I can't be hypocritical here, all right? I can't be the guy that has come on the air for years and said, I just don't see Lamar Jackson ever winning a Super Bowl. There's just parts of his game as a passer that make me think you can win a lot of regular season games, but when you face elite defenses and you got to beat them week after week once you get to January and February, I just don't see it happening consistently enough for him. I see it when he plays the Steelers. They figure him out. They bottle him up. He turns the ball over. He doesn't really have great rushing success. He's a otherworldly player with two MVPs, but he does have a weakness or flaw in his game.
Would you say that Josh Allen shares that flaw to a degree?
Reading defenses?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got an absolute rifle arm and clearly can throw the ball in a small window.
Look at how his completion percentage numbers have gone way up. I think maybe when he started as a quarterback, yes, he did. And he's cited as like the one example of a guy.
He made a mechanical change that made him a much more accurate passer of the football. That's the thing, though.
All right.
I'm not sure does he read defenses really well? I don't know. Has he gotten through a team has he won the big one? No.
I mean, if not for a blunder in 13 seconds, he would have, quote, won the big one.
I know, but it's still, and he turns the ball over a lot, too. Although those aren't as big of a deal as maybe people would have you believe.
I mean, is this your...
No, I'm trying to ask you this.
It's not devil's advocate. Like, if you think you have a very persuasive argument for Fields eventually becoming Allen, I am all ears for it, man, because I am hoping that happens.
Physically speaking, I think Allen's the closest comp. I do. Fields is like every bit of, what, 6'3", about 225, close to 230. Fields has a big arm. No one has a Josh Allen arm in the NFL, but Fields has a big arm. He can make every throw. That is your best case scenario. That you have coaching that allows him, or a game plan that is nimble enough to confuse opposing defenses and allows him to thrive.
I've never heard Cosell say that about Allen. I've never heard him, like in the last 5 years, say this guy is just getting by on complete raw athleticism, man's part of the game is just not. Okay, I just think he gets careless. I just think he gets kind of reckless sometimes.
He does. Well, he thinks
like
he can play
like
hero
the Brett Favre gene, where it's like, screw it. Let me just see if I can make this play.
Fine.
Yeah.
Then who would you rather
have? That had a little bit of that in him, too, by the way.
Then who would you rather have as your quarterback? Let me ask you this. Fields moving forward in this offense, mind you, or Brock Purdy, about whom even his detractors will admit this is true. He processes. He makes those reads at a very quick, very high level. And while he is somewhat limited by his ability to spin it downfield deep, he makes the right read and the right throw most every time. Unless he has pushed off his platform badly. If you go to quarterbacks, we know that. But nobody has ever acted like Brock Purdy, even within that favorable offense, doesn't know where he's supposed to go to the ball with the ball and when he's supposed to go there with it.
I'm going
to
shock you on this one.
You're going to say Purdy.
I'm going to say Purdy, and here's why. And you know I've been very anti-Purdy, but he did impress me in the Super Bowl, even though they lost. If Brock Purdy became available right now, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, now, one caveat here is if the 49ers wanted to get rid of him,
you'd
that
worry
would be
that
a,
there was a red
a major
flag.
Red
yes.
flag.
Gotcha.
But if the league had ruled, like, there was something, like, something surreptitious or was done here in the contract negotiation with Purdy or something went on that was, you know, beyond the pale, and he immediately becomes a free agent, or you can trade for him. The 49ers can't keep him. Some stupid stipulation or rule, and he's available now.
Yes.
He's getting traded for more than a 6th-round pick. He just is.
I would agree.
And the NFL gets it wrong on guys. There's going to be players in this draft 9 days from now who go in the 6th-round, 7th-round, and undrafted who turn out to be all pros. And there's probably going to be half the guys who go in the top 10 who never get second contracts. So it's not an exact science for them, and I do think that Fields has more natural talents than Purdy. But
don't you have to like adjust that statement, though, because it's very clear that Greg Cosell even said this. Reading defenses is a skill and a talent.
Yes.
So if a guy can't do that at a high level and another guy can, then I think we have to say Brock Purdy has a lot more natural talent, at least for that position, than we would give him credit for.
But... this goes back to the same exact conversation we had yesterday about Ayuk. Isn't it just very difficult for you to give like a real honest analysis of a player in that offense?
Yes.
Right. If Justin Fields were the 49ers quarterback last year and had all those players around him, I think it's conceivable they still end up in the Super Bowl. It looks different. Shanahan's got to call plays differently. But if his offense is still getting guys wide open,
well, I think
and you don't need to go to your third or fourth read to find that wide open guy, something tells me Fields would still have a lot of success
then
there.
And here's the million-dollar question.
Which is probably why he wanted Trey Lance in the first place.
Until he realized he really couldn't make that
work. He's kind of like a Fields
analog.
Yes.
Although I was all about the Trey Lance idea, the idea of it, and then it became clear that at least so far, the idea is way better than the reality. Here's the other million-dollar question. I'm not saying Arthur Smith is like a Shanahan-level coach or even close to it, but he's clearly better than what they had.
By a lot.
And to be fair, he's also better than what Fields had in Chicago.
Yes.
Which was a mess.
Yep. Apologies to
Luke Getsy
and his family and everyone else who's listening right now. Sorry, Mark Caballa, you just had a colonoscopy and you still think Getsy is
Luke got another job. Good for him. He got another job. Can better coaching teach a guy to process better? That's your question. Would Brock Purdy be as good of a processor outside of Shanahan's offense? Would Patrick Mahomes, the gold standard and maybe best ever, would he process as well if Andy Reid wasn't his coach?
So, you know how you said about Pickett, like that was one of your questions? Like it wasn't about processing. It was you felt like he bailed on things in college, and that was a trait that carried over to the NFL.
He saw ghosts and felt pressure too quickly.
The people that scouted, like one of the Bears pro personnel directors has gone into media, and he went on PFF's podcast, I think it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and said, yeah, we thought that Fields kind of took his time going through reads and didn't process things quickly, but we just kind of figured he had all day to throw at Ohio State and he had great receivers, so he could do that. And we thought that that might have been just a byproduct of the offense he played in. And once we got him and things changed and the speed of the game was different, we'd see it. We'd see that he was just kind of playing that style because he could at Ohio State. Well, maybe he just is what he is. That doesn't mean, though, Chris, that he can't be an effective quarterback. Just because the processing thing isn't down, like, do I think that puts a ceiling on what he can be as a quarterback? Yeah, but he's still such a great athlete in the Michael Vick mold of athletes that I think you can still win double-digit games with him, and he can be a 1,000-yard rusher and still throw, like, 25 to 30 touchdowns in a season. I don't think that's out of the question.
Well, his running gift specifically should threaten a defense enough that a good coordinator can come up with plays off of all of that predicate themselves on that threat existing that make it easier for him where he doesn't have to go to read three. He doesn't have to anticipate too much. The read will be there because his skills make it so. I just think that, like, the other thing is you just said that, like, the Bears' explanation about why they maybe thought it would work in the NFL when they didn't see it in college. By that logic, wouldn't you almost want a team to pursue a guy who was under siege all the time and had to, like, you know what I mean, be a force multiplier in college? Things weren't easy. He had to go quick because his team was constantly getting overrun. Wouldn't that be – because then you'd say, well, we know he can do it.
Yeah, there are guys – I mean, John Elway was like that at Stanford. I mean, there's guys like that for sure.
Well, I wonder what Burrow was like when people saw him at LSU.
What do you mean? Things came pretty easy for them. He had 60 touchdowns.
That's what I mean, but like, did they decide he was making quick reads, though? They must have. I mean, he's still seen, I think, universally just about as a top five quarterback in the league, and I don't think anybody wonders
whether
or not he can
make all the plays.
Well,
that's the thing the Steelers can't do with Fields, is I feel like the Bears tried to turn Fields into a Burrow type. You know, like this idea where
you
take the quarterback.
No, you have to let Justin Fields
like,
be Justin
yes,
Fields.
Yes, and it's not about like – Cosell says, Cosell, I think, is very skeptical about Fields long term, playing a certain style and being able to play that way for a very long time. Yes, in an ideal world, the Steelers have found Justin Fields, their franchise quarterback, and he does this year for the next 10 years and is very good. But I think part of the secret sauce of him is he's such a great runner that if you take some of that away from him or strip that away or you're conservative about it because you're worried about the game, you know, a year away, or you're worried about like a contract that he gets, you know, and him living out 5 years of it. Like, I don't think you can. They made a decision with Todd Haley to bring him in as offensive coordinator because they wanted to change Ben's style and they wanted Ben to be durable. They wanted him to last a long time.
Yeah.
I would not do that with Justin Fields is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think necessarily teams will always say durability. You know why I think teams try to turn guys into more pure passers? Because I think a lot of teams who would not admit it, by the way, subscribe to the theory that you can't win without a pure passer, that you have to have a guy show that aptitude to get to the highest level of the sport.
Well, I'm kind of saying that by telling you that I don't think that
Lamar.
Fields... Yes, same thing.
Yeah, well, but I think that there are teams who would say, yes, we think these are great players, they are, but that they would quietly say, if you can't, like, I think if you polled NFL GMs, even though Lamar has won two MVPs, and you said in the next 5 years, or really just period, who is more likely to win a Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson or CJ Stroud? I bet you 85 to 90%, if not more, would say Stroud.
I would be one of those people who said that.
But I would think that that is right, because to some degree it is a truism and it is accurate. Patrick Mahomes is unbelievably gifted when the play breaks down, but when he's standing around in the pot, you know what he did this whole run basically to the Super Bowl? He just stood there and picked teams apart, nibbled little by little until he got them.
Well, that's the Brady offense, death by a thousand paper
cuts. But wouldn't
cuts.
You agree that Mahomes did that this year? It wasn't the spectacular,
well, he changed.
Crazy plays.
About midseason, he was throwing the ball to the other team too much,
it.
And he made an adjustment.
And he
yes.
just stood there and said, I will take what you give me. But yep. the whole point is he knows.
I'll take a profit on every play.
He knows where to go with the ball because he is that good at processing.
Donnie, what's your take on this Greg Cosell soundbite that Fields really can't read defenses, that he's making them out to be a Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky when it comes to processing?
I mean, from what we've seen so far, his time in Chicago, yeah, it certainly wasn't pretty. I mean, he had his games here and there where he was on. You think of the Thursday night game
against Washington
last year, because that was technically a nationally televised game, even though it was on Prime. Like, he's had his games, he's had his moments where he certainly looks like he's on it. And looks like he's every bit a pure passer as, like, the best guys in the game. But he's just not consistent enough with it. So, I mean, yeah, there's absolutely concern there. You just hope that's something he can pick up and think he's got a better offensive mind working with him now. And I think maybe it could even help out that he has someone like Russell Wilson ahead of him at the moment. Like, he didn't really have that when he came into the league.
And that helps him just because he's going to, like a Mason Rudolph situation where just watching makes you better. The game slows down for you because you're seeing someone else do it.
That and then just like general like conversation with the guy, like going over things with someone like Wilson, who at his best was all.
Do you think Russell Wilson will help him with that? Do you think he will? I would not if I were Russell Wilson.
Well, here's the other thing.
For the record.
You're asking like. You're asking from the perspective of whether he should be motivated to do so. Everything I've seen anyone say, serious scout about Wilson is, even this far into his career, he's not really a read-the-defense guy. He's not an improv player, but he's a feel player. And he doesn't necessarily go through read one, read two, read three, read four. He takes the ball and runs if reads one and two are gone. Like, it wasn't Schlereth because he just kind of really went after him. But I've seen people say he's not really like that kind of player. And even at his absolute best, when he was putting up very gaudy numbers,
I understand that. But I'm asking more the specific point by Donnie that Russell Wilson is going to be willing to like lend a helping hand and help Fields grow and develop.
Well, he put that picture out there where they were shaking hands at midfield. Why would he not, Pony? He sent that tweet, let's get after
you
it.
You are evading me on this. Do you think he will?
Not. To some significant degree. No.
Would you?
Not really, no.
I wouldn't.
No. I mean, I think Fields is going to be mostly on his own or with the quarterback's coach.
Like, Aaron Rodgers caught crap for some of this, and so did Ben. What he said about Mason Rudolph just took it way too far. But if someone is coming here, like, Russell Wilson's not ready to retire. Mm-hmm. His future is in doubt. I'm not helping somebody beat me out or eventually take my job. I'm looking out for number one.
Although in
Rodgers' situation.
Case, didn't like it come around that like Love has said, now maybe it's easy because
well,
Love
yes, because
the
he
guy.
Got secure. He won back-to-back MVPs. I mean, it was
but didn't
like
he basically Love eventually say, actually, it was a little bumpy, but he did come around and help me.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, if I felt very, very secure and could pretty much tell the organization when I was done or when my time was up, I think at that point I would probably help the other guy. Sure, or if I felt like I was on the verge or the cusp of retiring. But Russell Wilson's not there yet. I mean, there are a lot of things you can criticize Russell Wilson for. If he's not like super engaging and helpful with Justin Fields, I don't think that's one of those things.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.